हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
Om Shanti. Today,
प्यार के सागर को भी,
the love of the children, today
अपने
the love of the children has brought, has called the ocean of love to them. Today, the love of the children has made or has called the ocean of love and brought him to them. Bap Dada is happy. To see how much love the children have in their heart for Bap Dada. The children have good love for Bap Dada. And on the basis of this love, the children will definitely become Bap Saman. Even otherwise, Bap Dada has kept the children in front in the subject of love. In the subject of love. Bap Dada has kept the children in front and therefore the children today bound Bap Dada in their thread, in their wire of love and pulled Bap Dada to Madhuban pulled and brought Bap Dada to Madhuban. Let this type of love be always emerged in you. Let this type of love be always emerged in you. Even the comforter of hearts, Baba keeps receiving the love of the love in the children's heart. But of course, all are number wise. Bab Dada wishes that the sign of love that the sign of this love is that the sign of this love is that Bab Dada wishes that Baba's love remains constantly in the children's heart. No child should stay alone. They should be combined with Bab Dada. Therefore, check. Whether you stay combined or you also become alone sometimes. Maya takes its chance when you are alone. When you're alone, Maya takes its chance, and therefore Bab Dada always says always keep the comforter of hearts, Baba, in your heart. Make him stay in your heart all the time. This is called true and eternal love. Do you become alone sometimes, or do you always stay together? What is the promise of the child? Especially the Madhuban Nivasis have that pride that we are together and we will go together and we will come and rule together. Similarly, all those special, very, very sweet children who are instruments very, very sweet instrument, children who are sitting here. As you all know, all those souls who are here are those who have come in the meeting, the annual meeting. So they are quite senior brothers and sisters of India. So Baba is telling them that you have given your promise from your heart. And it is in practical of majority of the children that we always stay combined with Bap Dada, but of course they are not wise. Baba wishes that every child every Maharathi instrument child also through his face makes every instrument child through his face also gives visions of Bap Dada through his face. So Bap Dada wishes that every child through his face, his activity, his behavior gives vision of Bap Dada. Baba's face is filled with Baba is light, and therefore each face should be filled with that light. And your activity should be unique and loving, detached and loving, and you should give vision of that to all. You saw in Brahma Baba, didn't you? You saw in Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, you saw in Brahma Baba how till the end
Shrimad Parma Harmurli mein.
In every murli, according to Shrimat, in every murli, how many times he would say Baba, 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 you can count. In every murli, how many times Baba used to say Baba, Baba, Baba. And through his face, his words, his eyes, his forehead, how He revealed the Father. You children are experienced in this. What you used to experience when you would see Brahma Baba. Because many senior brothers and sisters, yes, Baba is speaking to them. So, not only that Baba used to say Baba, Baba, but then everyone would utter Bap Dada, Bap Dada. They would feel how Bap and Dada are together. Similarly,
follow Father.
You have to follow the Father. From your face, your words, your activity, behavior, from your drishti, those who see you should automatically be reminded of Baba. That is, they should remember Baba automatically when they see you. So much you have to do through your drishti, your words, your activity. Bap Dada has noticed now that majority of you have this determined thought that we will surely reveal the Father through our face, words, actions. We will surely reveal the Father. Therefore, for that you have to follow the Father. Just as Brahma Baba through his activity, face, drishti, attitude, thoughts, always revealed the Father. All of you have its experience, do you not? You did not see Brahma Baba all by himself, but you saw Bap Dada in him. What was the reason? Or how was that? It was because Brahma, Father, always merged the Father in his eyes, on his forehead, and on his forehead. Therefore, your eyes, your face, your mouth, your behavior, activity, the word chalan actually means both activity, behavior, should reveal Baba merged in them. or Baba should be revealed through them. Every word you speak should make others experience that these words which are being spoken by so and so, his or her teacher or the one who has filled power in him or her is the all Mighty Father Himself, it is God Himself. These are children of God. They are students of God. They are not the followers of God, but they are the ones who walk in the footsteps of God. Even time at this even time now is ready to cooperate with you. Situations are changing. The situations which even if people don't want, they are coming and are reminding people of God. And they are reminding people of God. So one is time. And second, it's then you children who are the instrument souls. First of all, you have to become you are the ready-made group sitting here who have come for the meeting. As you all know, about 1600, over 1600 have come for the meeting. So the group is already there, therefore Baba is addressing to them that all of you who have come in the meeting have this zeal and enthusiasm in your heart that we have to reveal the Father at any cost. We have to reveal the Father at any cost. Either by our face or by our behavior, activity or our words. Or through our contacts and relationships with souls, we have to reveal the Father. Nowadays, in your mind there is the feeling of giving benefit to souls, that those vibrations are reaching other souls and they should reach other souls. They are already reaching and they should keep on reaching. The task which Bab Dada has given of doing service to the mind, in that too, Bab Dada noticed that those who are yogyukt and practice serving to the mind, those who are yogyukt and practice serving to the mind, they are getting the success. They are getting the success, and therefore you have to. They are getting the success and people are receiving those vibrations somewhere or another, and they are thinking, from where are we getting, from where is this, where are these rays of light, the rays of light or waves of peace and happiness coming to us. So they are looking around, they are asking, from where are these feelings or experiences coming. So they are not very sure from where they are coming, but at least they can feel that they are, that they are receiving them, but they are not sure from where they are coming. They are coming from the children of Bab Dada, that is not yet very clear in them. And if they did come to know, they will run here. Otherwise they will run here if they would come to know that it's coming from here. It's coming from the children of Bab Dada. Now, put such powerful rays on souls so that it becomes clear in them. It is beginning to reach them, it has started and it's beginning to reach them, but the rays of some have begun to reach them. Now you make them more powerful. You make them more powerful. whatever obstacles which are coming in this, why your rays are not able to reach them, is because the reason is that when you sit to do yoga at Amrit Vela, at that time your yoga is not volcanic yoga. Your yoga is not volcanic yoga. You lack in that. This is why this is why
samajh nahi hoti aur dusra,
this is why to whomever you send these rays, they are not able to understand it. And secondly, because there is lack of powerful volcanic yoga, the sanskars which become obstacles in the way, those sanskars haven't finished yet. You do make effort. You do make effort to change your sanskars. You want the your sanskars to change. But those sanskars, even if they die, they do not get burnt completely. Just as people don't only kill Ravan, but after killing Ravan, they even burn him. Because after killing, only the body remains. Similarly, so after killing, the body still remains. So you kill, but you don't burn your sanskars. So at Amrit Vela, you do sit in remembrance, but then your yoga is not in the form of fire. The volcanic yoga is less. Yes, you do have a meeting with Baba, you have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. You also talk about your life to Baba. But then that yoga should be like a constant fire. fiery yoga.
Sanskar ko marte zaroor ho.
You do kill your sanskars.
Wo marta hai.
But even if the sanskar dies, but then it also wakes up in between. But if it gets burnt, then its name and form will finish. Now, all the children, when they talk to Baba, they tell Baba, Baba, we are not able to do that much as much as we wish to do. So, today Bab Dada is giving you the signal because today, the Mahavir children who have come in the meeting and the Madhuban Nivasis that is are sitting here. So who is in Madhuban? What is Madhuban? Madhuban means Baba. By saying Madhuban, what does everyone remember? They remember the Baba of Madhuban.
Madhuban walon ko vishesh ye attention rakhna chahiye.
Therefore, those of Madhuban have to pay special attention that when the word Madhuban is uttered, the Baba of Madhuban is remembered.
Madhuban mein rehne wale ko kis drishti se dekhte
hain? With what drishti do others see the residents of Madhuban? All those of Madhuban, raise your hand. All the residents of Madhuban, raise your hand. So they're all raising their hand. What about this side? This side, the residents of Madhuban, because the residents of Madhuban, the brothers of Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovars, and Shantiva, they're all sitting on the left of Baba, and here there's some sisters on the sister side. Residents of Madhuban. So Baba is looking around and Baba is saying there are so many, at least 1,000 residents of Madhuban, whether Shantivan or Mount Abu. But in today's gathering, the maximum number are of Madhuban, are the Madhuban Nivasis. Bab Dada is happy. To see that Madhuban Nivasis do this wonder or show this wonder that from the face and activity of every resident of Madhuban, Baba and Baba should be visible. From your talk, Baba should be visible. Baba's rhyming, Bath means from your words, and Bap should be visible. From your Bath, Bap should be visible. because the residents of Madhuban get a lot of power and the fruit too. It depends on how each one takes, but you do get a lot. There is need to pay attention to your sanskars and to harmonize the sanskars. Bab Dada has special love for each Madhuban Nivasi. Why? Because you have surrendered yourself in the task of God, in God's task of establishment. First of all, the Madhuban Nivasis are receiving the fruit of their effort. And secondly, all those who come to Madhuban, whether it's the Brahmins or the new souls who come to Madhuban, you get the opportunity to serve them. This is Yajna Seva. It is not an ordinary type of Seva. Because you are doing Yajna Seva, therefore you get extra charity for that. If any
Bab Dada ki Shri Bandar,
if any Madhuban Nivasi, if any Madhuban Nivasi follows Srimad completely from Amrit Vela till night, then they get, then that person may know or not know, he may be careless, even if he is careless, but he gets the fruit of the service he does in Madhuban. It is not a small thing to become a Madhuban Nivasi. Whatever type of work one may be doing. It could also be, you know, getting cleaning done. Getting the work of cleaning done, but even that ordinary work gives great fruit. Why? Because this is the yajna created by God Himself, by the Father, and in Madhuvan, all receive God's love. Therefore, Bap Dada does not come anywhere else except in Madhuvan. Madhuvan is Madhuban has this part of making the father meet the children and this making the children meet the father and the children receiving from the father. Therefore understand the significance of this place, recognize it, and become the embodiment of the great attainments you get here. Your task is to tell the seniors. To tell the seniors is you tell the seniors and then take it out from your heart. But if you think that you said it but nothing happened, then your sin will not be created, but the one who are responsible, they will be responsible, not you. Your task or your work is to tell them, but then to think again and again what happened, what did not happen, why this did not happen and all that. You don't have to think about that at all. On the contrary, there'll be only waste thoughts. Whatever your responsibility is, that you do of telling the seniors, but then after that you have to forget. You have to you are Madhuvan Nivasi Brahmins. You have and you have a very big responsibility, so that whatever you do, others will learn from that. You have to think of that. Because everyone has great bhavna, very good feelings for those of Madhuvan. Therefore, you show them the fruit. You show the fruit to such souls who have so much bhavana in you, such pure feelings for you. Baba knows that there are many children who follow the code of conduct or the maryadas, whichever Bhaktada says, and act accordingly very well. Bhaktada knows. But along with that, what else does Bhaktada want? What is Bhaktada's wish? You know that, don't you?
Madhuban Nivasi Harbhav Ka Bachcha Yagya.
Madhuban Nivasi is every child of the father becomes loving, cooperative, and through his activity and behavior gives the father's introduction. And may end and reveal to others that how fortunate the residents of Madhuban are. So reveal your fortune to all. What did God create first? He created the yagya, didn't he? And Madhuban is the land of the yagya. You know the praise of Madhuban, don't you? Those who know the praise of Madhuban, raise your hand. And everyone is raising the hand. Baba is looking around. Bab Dada is seeing here too, that the teacher is sitting. Raise your hand, raise it high. Those who know the praise of Madhuban. So all senior dadis, didis, senior brothers, sisters are all sitting. Baba saying, very good. Everyone had raised their hand. So Baba saying, very good. You all know the praise of Madhuban. Bab Dada is giving great love and blessings from the heart to every Madhuban Nivasi. And seeing the Maharatis and all those who have come in the meeting, Baba is singing, "Wah, my children! Wah, my children from the heart!" Baba is singing this song, "Wah, my children from the heart!"
Jo bhi meeting may I onoko ek baat mein aage badhna.
Now Baba is addressing to everyone who has come in the meeting. All those who have come in the meeting have to move forward in one thing. All your companions in service. All your companions in service. To them. You have to satisfy them with your happiness and attainments. If you have to give them any instructions, you give them, but along with instructions also give them love. So that on the basis of the love you give them, they can move forward. Don't give them that type of love which could make them take the wrong advantage by thinking, oh well, we can do whatever we want. No, don't give them that type of love. Bap Dada is pleased, is happy with the ones who are instruments. You do give attention to, but you need to give more attention. Satisfy them and satisfy them, and so that these rays of satisfaction reach the world. So the instrument souls have to do this task too, of satisfying the world. Why? They have to do this because those souls who are instruments, because those who are instruments will have to work hard to make their companions in harmonizing sanskars too. You make them do seva. You give them food, accommodation, everything, the centers do that. But then, but you feel so much power in them that they are able to take power from the Father and make the atmosphere of your center so powerful, so that so that whoever comes first should be first attracted by the atmosphere there. Because nowadays, people people want some experience wherever they go. The moment they go there, they see there, they want some experience. The experience of listening from you, that they get. They do get the experience of yoga, but then the atmosphere, they should get the experience of a powerful atmosphere too. But that those who are instrument souls have to pay attention to this, to make the atmosphere powerful. This is your main service. If you are able to, if you are able to make everyone create a powerful atmosphere and stay in that atmosphere, then that atmosphere, when created, automatically helps others. Because see, when Bhaptada comes, the volume, the atmosphere changes, doesn't it not? When the dadis go anywhere, the atmosphere changes, does it not? So the atmosphere changes, and therefore you have to pay attention to see that how you should be able to change the atmosphere of your centers. So when you change the atmosphere of your centers, then the atmosphere of the world will change. It has to start from your centers. So then this powerful atmosphere will spread from your centers. You have the aim, you are also making the effort for that, but you have to make this aim more powerful now. Whomever they look at, the people, whomever they look at, nowadays people, whomever they look at, they are able to catch their vibrations, their feelings, because they do have the knowledge and the experience of impure vibrations. So they have that, and they can immediately feel the difference of those impure vibrations and the pure vibrations which come from you. Therefore, each one of you who has come in the meeting is a responsible person. Otherwise, why would your name be in the meeting? You are courageous. This is why your name has come in the meeting. So, reveal your responsibility now. You do wish to do it, Bhaktada knows. You also try to do it. However,
Thora Priyatan Kumarao
You have to increase this effort. Did you understand? Today you have called Bap Dada and you have won in the subject of love. You have won in this lesson of love. Therefore, because you have called Bap Dada down. Whether it was the thought of the Madhuban Nivasis, their power, the power of their thoughts, the power of their thoughts, and the power the power of your practical application. Even the Madhubani Rasis wanted it, and you also said it, so it was double invitation for Baba from the Madhubani Rasis and from the meeting people, those have come in the meeting, so double invitation to Baba, and Baba accepted it, and I was pulled by the love of the children. Now you want to say anything? Bap Dada wishes to see now. But because you know the meeting people requested Gulzar Dadi, Madhuban Nivasis also requested Dadi Gulzar that Baba should come and meet everyone, and Baba said Baba will come, but first he wants to you to give a promise that whatever Baba has said in the season you will do it. So everybody made a promise to Baba, and that's why Baba came. So Baba is saying that it was Mamma's special effort that whatever Baba would say, Mama Jagatamba would do it, come what may. Whatever Baba would say, Mama would do it, come what may. And Didi's words were, now we have to return home, now we have to return home. And your Dadi used to say, or had this thought, Now we have to become karmatit. She used to give classes on becoming karmatit. She used to feel enthusiasm in everyone for becoming karmatit. All your Pandavas who have gone, even they too had the thought. Pandavas are called the victorious ones. So the Pandavas had the aim and is still the aim. They had the aim too and is still the aim that whatever is the praise of Pandavas, that they are victorious Pandavas. When Pandavas are remembered, what are they remembered as? The victorious Pandavas. Though there was an army of crores, millions on the side of the Kauravas, and the Pandavas were only five, but the five Pandavas are called the victorious Pandavas. Only they were only five, but they were victorious. So whatever may be the atmosphere in front of the army of millions on the side of the Kauravas, but then on the Pandava side the Pandavapati, the lord of the Pandavas was there, and with his Shrimat they became victorious, and they revealed the one who gave the Shrimat and revealed their victory too. So you are the same Pandavas who are definitely going to be victorious, and you have to give victory to all. Bap Dada is happy to see the Pandavas. What makes Baba happy on see the happy to see the Pandavas? Because Bap Dada is seeing that how you are the companions of the Shaktis. You are helping the Shaktis and are their companions in making them move forward. Just as the father, just as the father gave the mantra Shiv Shakti to the sisters, gave them this mantra, you are combined with Shiva. Similarly, the Pandavas, whatever speciality the Pandavas have, in those specialities, they are keeping the Shaktis in the front. In this way, they are very good, and they will become more and more good, and will continue to move forward. Okay.
आज आपके सदैव होते.
Today.
आप सबको सदैव कार पहनते.
Bap Dada is garlanding you with the garland of love on seeing your love. So Bap Dada extended his arms and garlanded all the children. You also give. You also garland everyone with love and cooperation. Not garland him with the garland of arms, but garland with the arms of love and cooperation. Bap Dada has said earlier too, you should have the notes of cooperation in your pockets. So not that you note down your weaknesses, but your pockets should be filled with the notes of cooperation. Whenever anyone needs cooperation, give him the note of cooperation. Do you have the notes of cooperation in your pockets? Is your pocket full with these notes? Is your pocket full, or is it, hope it's not empty? You give the note of cooperation to them, and they will garland you with the garland of blessings. in the next season, when Bap Dada will come, what good news will he hear from you? That he will hear the good news of finishing, of how everyone has finished all the old sanskars. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
Ready.
Are all of you ready for that? Those of the first line, you're not raising your hand. Those in the front. Did you raise your hand? Did you raise your hand? Did everyone raise your hand? Those at the back, did you raise your hand? Therefore, you will give this good news in advance, will you not? You do kill your old sanskars, but you do not burn them. This is why they come up again. This is why do the sanskar of sanskars. This is pun on the word sanskar. Sanskar means to burn, you know, like cremate. So you to cremate them, burn them. Do the sanskar of sanskars. So the sanskars have to be cremated. They have to be burnt. Because you have to bring the time closer, is it not?
Okay. Advance party. Ki vishesha atmai.
The special souls in the advance party. And Brahma Father, the resident of the subtle regions, is waiting. All of them are waiting. Are you able to get their thoughts, the thoughts of the advance party? They are asking for the date. They are asking for the date. Your big daddies and dadas, all of them are waiting for the date. So will you give them the date? Will you give them the date? Those in the first line say, will you give them the date? Or will you tell them wait and see? Will you give them the date or will you tell them wait and see? So what do you have to do in this? You only have to do the sanskar or cremation of your old sanskars. Do the sanskar of sanskars. And this is the only way to bring time close. which, you know, what the obstacles which are coming in the way is the sanskars. So do the sanskars, sanskar or of the old sanskar, that is, cremate your old sanskar, burn your old sanskars. Don't just kill them, but burn them, because they are forming, they are becoming obstacles. So, when the next season begins, there's a loss of time in that. As you all know, the next season begins in October, so Baba is saying there's still some time left for that. If any old sanskar is still there, do its sanskar, means burn it completely. Keep burning each sanskar one by one. You have so many days now, and all these days, every day, finish one each sanskar one by one. Who says that when Bap Dada comes next time, in the next season, at that time you will say, all my sanskars have been burnt? Raise your hand. Those who say that when Bap Dada comes in the next season, all of you will say, yes Baba, our sanskars have been burnt completely. So they are raising their hand that, yes Baba, when you come in the next season, all our sanskars will be burnt. So Baba is saying, good, you raised your hand. Therefore, in advance, Bap Dada is congratulating you very, very, very much. Okay. See, Baba fulfilled his promise, didn't he? So, Bap Dada fulfilled his promise. Now you are also clever in fulfilling your promise, aren't you? Every child is liked by Bap Dada. No one should think that I don't think I'm loved by Bap Dada. I have come late. I've come only now. But even if anyone has come late, Bap Dada has great, great love for him or her. Because you at least said my Baba to Baba, didn't you? Okay. To all the children everywhere, whoever must have come to know that today Bap Dada is coming and are now listening to the transmission, even if you are far away, Bap Dada is congratulating you, and in advance, in advance, is sharing the good news that you are a victorious soul, and therefore merging you in his heart, then Bap Dada will meet you in the corporeal form when you come to Madhuvan. Now you are far away, so Baba is telling them. And today, Baba is saying, now Nothing else is to be done. It's just meeting. And today's part is to meet and make everyone happy. Bap Dada is happy. So all the main places of Madhuban take their name and then they raise their hand. So Muni Ben is getting the mic and she's going to announce the different places of Madhuban.
First, Pandav Bhavan wale sab
Pandav Bhavan, Pandav Bhavan, all of Pandav Bhavan raise their stand up. The Pandavas of Pandav Bhavan, they are waving to Baba. The Pandavas of Pandav Bhavan. All these are residents of Pandav Bhavan. Okay, you may sit down.
इसके बाद ज्ञान सरोवर निवासी खड़े होंगे
ऑल रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ ज्ञान सरोवर निवास
ज्ञान सरोवर वाले सभी खड़े होंगे
ऑल द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ ज्ञान सरोवर
हाथ हिलाइए आप सभी हाथ हिला के परिचय
दे आर वेविंग टू बाबा द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ ज्ञान सरोवर ओके
इसके बाद शांतिवन निवासी खड़े होंगे
ऑल दोज ऑफ शांतिवन ऑल द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ शांतिवन
शांतिवन
निवासी
बाबा
शांतिवन
शांतिवन
निवासी
आप उठो ना शांतिवन निवासी
Baba is telling Mohini Ben, you also stand up. Ishudadi. They are making Dadi Janki, just Sananda Janki. Baba is saying, no, not Dadi Janki. No need for her to stand up. And Nilu, Baba is... Nivea Bhai stood up in Pandav Bhavan Nivasi and Muni Ben is telling you are Shantivan Nivasi too. Okay, wave to Baba. Very good. Okay, you may sit down.
Abhi hospital wale sabhi niche upar
all hospital nivasis all serving in the hospital ta in Shantivan ya Shantivan hospital Mount Abu hospital hospital those of the hospital stand up
haath hilaiye aap sabhi haath hilaiye
Hospital has less.
सबसे ज्यादा शांतिवन
में. The maximum number are in Shantivan.
बैठो.
Okay, let me sit down.
अभी सभी आबू निवासी खड़े होंगे बीके कॉलोनी वगैरह
आबू निवासी
सब खड़े होंगे
बीके कॉलोनी आबू निवासी
बाबा आबू निवासी माउंट के और नीचे के
माउंट आप
तभी आबू निवासी खड़े हो जाएंगे नीचे के हैं या ऊपर के हैं कहीं के भी हैं
फ्यू
अच्छा
Abu Nivasis, BK Colony. Near Shantivan, so many from BK Colony.
बाकी बाबा थोड़े छोटे छोटे हैं, संगम भवन वाले हैं वो,
संगम भवन,
संगम भवन जो पहले बना था,
संगम भवन,
संगम म्यूजियम, पीस पार्क है, ये सभी भी है मधुबन की भुजाएं। सभी खड़े हो जाओ इकट्ठे, संगम भवन, पीस पार्क और म्यूजियम वाले।
संगम भवन, म्यूजियम, स्पेशल म्यूजियम नियर नकी लेक, माउंट आबू एंड पीस पार्क। ओके
अच्छा, अभी जो करना है वो कर।
बाबा इज टेलिंग मी नाउ व्हाट एवर यू वांट टू डू इट।
निमला दीदी मंच पर आएंगे, बाकी सब अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहेंगे।